I think we're live coming.
All right. Good evening, everyone. I'd like to call this meeting in order, the Medina Township Trustees. It's a special meeting scheduled for 6:30 PM on December 30th of 2021. Can I please have a roll call?
Mr. Stoffa?
Here.
Mr. Eastwood?
Here.
The time now that we are in session is 6:30. The reason for this special meeting is contract negotiations with the police department. I believe we are on the verge of saying that we are going to complete it, hopefully. We have two of the union reps here with us tonight. So at this time, I'd like to make a motion to go into executive session to discuss contract negotiations with the trustees, the chief of police, and the two union reps, Officer Harvey and Officer Euler.
A second.
Roll call.
Mr. Stoffa?
Aye.
Mr. Eastwood?
Aye.
We are in executive session at 6:31 PM. All right, we are back from executive session where we were discussing contract negotiations with the two current trustees, Bruce Christopher, the incoming trustee, Chief Minnick, and Officer Euler and Officer Harvey representing the union. No decisions were made. At this time, I'd like to state that we have finalized our contract with the police department going into the new year.
We make a motion to finalize it?
Yeah, I'm just kind of giving an overview on that. It was quite almost a month and a half of negotiations back and forth on that, but I think we've I think everybody feels comfortable with where we ended up at. With that being said, I'd like to make a motion to approve the changes to the OPBA contract. It'll be a three-page document at this time with just kind of what the changes are going to be.
A second.
That being said, the language will be written. The union will have their attorney rewrite the stuff, get it to us then. But this is this, so everything's finalized in that. I'm trying to think. Is there anything else I need to, before?
When does this?
This will take effect January 1st of 2022. So there will be no
No lapse
when in contract or having to stay with the current contract.
I think you covered it.
Anything else, Chief, that you can think of? Justin, Mike, anything else you can think of?
No, sir.
Bruce, anything else you can think of? You were back there. I guess we can say probably people are going to want to know. Cost of 3 years, over 3 years. So each year is a 4% increase, pay 4% across the board, four, and four. That was kind of a sticking point. We kind of went back and forth in regards to where we were at, where they were at. Like we discussed, it comes down to the residents asking for increased police and that. And one way to get it, we feel, is to at least come up to closer to some of the townships around us so we can at least have a chance of getting some new hires and be kind of attractive to some of the new hires too in regards to wanting to come into Medina Township. Plus, I think it gives our officers the sense that, hey, we are investing in them and we want to continue on the path that we've, you know, brought in a chief that is kind of starting that process and like to continue it. So I think this gives everybody a chance of 3 years to prove.
Go ahead. I just wanted to add to that. It has been a process, and anytime you're dealing with a big ticket item and a big manpower item, there's a lot that goes into the considerations, and it's not just about money, it's not just about people, but we're talking about a community. And I really believe that what we're doing here and what we're going to move forward with will help us finally provide the community what I believe they've been asking for with the additional staff, with the coverage we want, and allow those people in charge to get the help they need. When Mike shared the 444, I want to make sure that people understand, even after the end of the 444, we're not towering above anybody. We will still be somewhat below, we'll be like number four in the area. So our similar communities, we're not going for what some people would think, we're shooting for the moon. We're really just trying to be responsible, and I think that this is going to help people get the tools to move forward. So I'm thankful that we worked through things, and I look forward to where this takes us, and we'll have opportunities to reflect on this in the next year or two and go from there. But I feel good about this, and I'm thankful for all the parties that participated.
All right. Anything else? Roll call.
Mr. Stopa?
Aye.
Mr. Eastwood?
Aye.
Anything else in front of the board tonight? Any comments from the residents or that? Any comments from you guys at all or anything? Chief, anything else?
I'd just like to thank the board, okay, for getting this done for the officers. It's well deserved for them. Okay, they're the backbone of this department, and this is going to help out just not only with morale, but especially seeing the veteran officers and being able to give the younger officers some kind of more of an incentive showing it how the board treats the police department, okay, and how professional they are with this. So, thank you.
All right, then. Nothing else in front of the board. At this time, I'd like to make a motion to adjourn the Medina Township Trustee meeting.
Second.
Roll call.
Mr. Stopa?
Aye.
Mr. Eastwood?
Aye.
We are adjourned at 8:15 p.m.